Well, hello there, and a very warm welcome to the OK Cafe. If this is your first time visiting, I do suggest that you go and listen to the first introduction, really just so that you've got a better idea of what we're doing here in the OK Cafe. But if you have been before, please do come in, pick that comfortable seat, get that nice warm drink. I don't know if you're feeling a bit chilly, the weather's a bit strange at the moment. Warm in the day and then cold in the evening, and I am recording this in the evening, so I've got a nice warm drink here and you may well want to do the same. So yes, come in, relax, and let's start to take those emotions out of the cupboard, have a good look at them, start to understand and accept them, and then let them go. So I'd like to start by saying that I have received some amazing feedback over the last month about the OK Cafe. And it's been really lovely to hear what people have to say, having listened to the podcast. And I see people are listening, the amount of listens goes up, and that's always nice to see. But over the last month, it was the first time I'd got real feedback, and I did really appreciate it. And so I wanted to start today with just a little plea that if you do want to get in touch, if you do have some feedback, some thoughts about how we might shape the OK Cafe moving forward, I'd really, really like to hear it. And you can find me Googling me, Sarah Windrum, and I'm not the needlework expert. Please don't get in touch with her. I'm Sarah Windrum of the Emerald Group, so anything to do with technology or the kind of creative cluster development that I'm doing with Coventry and Warwickshire Local Enterprise Partnership, or the small business championing with the FSB, that's me. Needlework, not me. Anything else, likely to be me. And so I have various different methods of getting in touch on all the social media platforms, and I've got my email, etc. Everything is available on the internet. I have a very strong digital presence, so please do get in touch, as I say, if you have any thoughts or feedback. Now, today I wanted to talk about teams, and the teams, certainly the teams that I am in, and perhaps the new teams that I want to join. And for those of you who have listened before, you'll know that I'm in a kind of state of play that I am calling preparing to partner. And I've been separated and then divorced from my ex-husband now for 5 years. This is year number five. And again, those of you who have listened before will know that he has a new partner, and they have a new baby, and a new life together, a new team, if you will. And I am looking for that for me. And I am in a position now, I feel more ready to look for that and to prepare for that. So thinking about teams, actually that started from a conversation that I had with a gentleman that I met online. And if any of you have done online dating, it is, I think, the best of times and the worst of times. It's the best of people and the worst of people, all in one go. And I love talking to people. I love asking questions. I love learning about people. But but also it can be immensely soul destroying as well, I think, this world of online dating. So yes, it's an interesting place to be. But I'd met this guy online, and we'd been on a few dates, and he'd made a comment about what he was looking for in a partner, and he was looking for someone to join his team. And they are the words he used: I am looking for someone to join my team. Now, I found the use of my in that sentence very interesting, because he'd already asked me what I was looking for, and I told him that I am looking for someone to build a life with. And I'm very clear that I'm not looking for someone to slot into my life, and I'm certainly not looking to slot into someone else's life. There's no hole for anyone in mine. If they were to look, they wouldn't find a slot for them. So it's not about slotting for me. It is about building a new life. When two people come together, they build something new. They lay foundations and they build something new. And so this use of, my team was quite interesting, and I guess it rung a little bit of a, I don't know if I want to say a warning bell, but a little bit of a bell in the back of my mind somewhere. But we went on, and we had another date and another date, and it became clear what joining his team meant. He is training for an ultra marathon, and he wants various different people to do various different kind of tasks to support him in that training. And my task, I'm not sure if this was just because of kind of who I am and where I am as opposed to kind of being potential girlfriend or partner material. I think it was more about kind of me and my current journey. So the task that he allocated to me was to help him lose weight. He wanted to lose, I think it's about 17 kilos, so that he could be much lighter, obviously, when he was doing this ultra marathon. And he wanted to lose these 17 kilos by the beginning of May. So we were in February then, so, not a few months, not long. And basically what he wanted was somebody else to be doing this quite drastic eating plan, or not eating plan, as the case may be. He wanted someone else to do that with him, and he had identified me as a good candidate. Now, I am training for a marathon myself, and it will be the first marathon I've done. I've not run further than a half marathon ever before. And I had my own eating plan, and I had my own exercise plan. And basically, this guy was asking me to leave mine and do his. Now, I'm somebody who kind of has to be careful a little bit, I think, in situations like these, because I was very tempted by that offer, and I took it really for a week, and I did his eating plan, and I did my running and my training, and I survived and lost quite a significant amount of weight in a short space of time, and then kind of fell off the cliff, really, which I think is inevitable when A, it's a drastic change in lifestyle, and B, it's a goal that isn't yours. And my goal was about running a marathon in October. My goal is not about losing 17 kilos before May. And it was, yeah, it was kind of quite clear after a week that this was not sustainable for me and I was going to struggle with it. And interestingly enough, not sustainable for him either. So I think he'd not really thought through what he was planning in his mind as to how difficult that was actually going to be in real life when you're cutting calories drastically and trying to force your body to exercise at the same time. And I'm discussing this because I want to be in my state of preparing to partner. I want to be clear about what I am asking for, and this idea of becoming a new team, not my team, not your team, but our team. And when I look at the teams that I have already in my life, they are based on that kind of freedom and that independence, but also that kind of co-reliance upon the other person, playing their part and having that shared objective. And it was interesting that in that week of cutting calories drastically and exercising in the same way, I hurt my knee. And it was my ex-husband that applied ice and that took care of me. And I think that kind of said it all, that we still have a team bond joined by the fact that we have a mutual care and respect for each other and a want to bring our daughter up together in the best way that we can. So we're nearly at the end of our time here at the OK Cafe, and I'm conscious that I normally do a book recommendation at this point, and I was just thinking that I don't have one to recommend on kind of teams and preparing to partner. And I'm sure there are. I'm sure someone must have written one. If not, I think I probably should look at that. But yes, I haven't come across one specifically yet around that. Or I guess exploring some of the things that I've talked about. I have just finished Notes on a Nervous Planet by Matt Haig, which I would highly recommend. Very well written in terms of its. He talks about his kind of messy structure, and I think I would absolutely echo that, and that it works so well for the content of the book. And it obviously touches on relationships and on engagement with others, but not specifically from a kind of teams and common purpose point of view, which yeah, I think is what I'm kind of leaning towards. I'm sort of thinking how we build teams, whether they be work teams or personal teams. I think I'm kind of looking, I guess, more from the kind of personal side, how we build those teams around that common purpose, particularly when, like my ex-husband and I, that common purpose shifts as time goes on. But I've talked enough. It is time for us to leave the OK Cafe for this time, and I would like to wish you all a magnificent March.